Someone earning a $40,000 salary will pay only about $4 more a year under the hike. But Commissioner Mark Stoops says that will add up, providing the county with about $22,000 new dollars.
We propose moving two of the juvenile probation officers over to the youth shelter, but as well we're able to save a position for a family preservation officer. That's a position that deals directly with kids that are in trouble and their families and basically their whole situation and helps work out solutions.
The juvenile co-op funds will also pay fringe benefits for Youth Services Bureau employees and some shelter supplies. Stoops says adding probation officers makes the shelter a more useful tool for the courts. But he explains that doesn't make it a detention center.
These are kids that are placed in shelters. They're not kids that are placed in detention. They're not kids that are a danger to anybody else. These are kids with just minor problems that the other kids in the shelter have. It's just that these kids are in the juvenile justice system.
Councilwoman Julie Thomas, who voted for the increase which the council passed earlier this week, says the original juvenile co-ed increase is up for renewal next year and says that makes for a great one-year trial. If the changes she's looking for aren't made, Thomas says she just won't vote for the co-ed renewal, essentially bringing funding, quote, back to square one. For WFIU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.